I call for a strong central government, and the Iraqi constitution already calls for a federation, that there be a semi-autonomous region in the north with the Kurds, and that the Shia have a similar option. My call is to give the Sunnis the opportunity to buy into a federated Iraq by providing them the resources from oil revenues, a percentage of them, in order to be able to do what we did in Dayton in the Balkans. Remember, we set apart those three separate regions in order for them to have breathing room to come together. So what incentive, with a powerful South and a powerful North who are basically independent from the central government, do the Shia have to sign on to this notion and give up the insurgency? This is a way to end the insurgency. And I might point out...
Do the Sunnis that, have, yes.
Excuse me, the Sunnis to buy in. And I might point out, there is no plan that exists now for disbanding of the militias. So you have these massive militias in the Shia area and significant militias in the north. So what guarantee do the Sunnis have that it's in their interest to, in fact, sign on, even though they may get a couple ministers?